One of my many joys in hanging out in the gathering area after Mass is when somebody brings in an infant, you know, and they're in their usually their little carrying case, they're holding the baby and all, and you have time to be able to look and see the baby. And one of the things that, and I don't think I'm unusual in this regard, you stop and look, and you look at his or her eyes, you know, and you're looking to see how responsive is the child, and what's the child looking at, and everything, and you can tell so much. I think by looking just in the baby's eyes for a while, and just look and see. And I've heard parents talk about, you know, just what you can just gaze at your child for a long time, and you check out the ears and the toes and everything. But one of the great pleasures is to be able just to look the child in the face for a long period of time. You know. In our blessing for today, we have the part of the blessing is, may the Lord let His face shine upon you, be gracious to you, and give you peace. And if you know the history of the experience of people looking at God, you remember, we're all of a certain age here, not all of us. Some of you don't, you know, you might know, you know, Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark. And there's a scene there at the end where all of a sudden this power comes out from the ark and everything, and it goes in through the bad guy's eyes, and it just lights him up, and all of a sudden his head, you know, he explodes, you know, because he had a look at the ark. And that was the way that the experience of the holiness, the otherness, the amazing awesomeness of God is that if God's there, then you turn your face away. And often, several times in the scripture, they weren't sure whether the angels or God, they said, oh my gosh, we're going to die because we have looked at God. Today, on the solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, we find one of us as a mom looking and looking and looking into the eyes of God as a child. Fully human, fully divine, seeing God face to face. God, in time, wanted to show forth how intimate God wanted to be with us, to be able to have that intimacy of face to face with us. May the Lord let His face shine upon you. If I ask each of you now to turn to the person next to you and gaze into their eyes for the next minute, you would have a real problem doing that. And the reason is, that is a very intimate act. And in some of our cultures, you know, you don't, anybody who's older than you or above you or whatever, you don't even have eye contact at all. Because you're not worthy of the intimacy. Here's face to face, mom to baby, gazing and looking into the depths of the being there and seeing her son and seeing God's son and God inviting her and us into that kind of intimacy. One of the ways of describing heaven from the scriptures is where we get to see God face to face. It's that God longs for to be able to have us. And not only in Christmas, in this mystery of the Incarnation, are we called to step this year more deeply than ever, to take the time. It takes time. You know, if you're running around, if you're busy, you don't have time to come home from work, you need to take a nap, need to do everything else like that. You don't have time to stop and look into your kid's face. You're missing a big part of what it is to be human. And the same thing for us, you know, to be able to take the time to look into the face of God that we have revealed to us in word, in sacrament, in other people. We miss out on this mystery of the Word, the eternal made flesh with a human face. And that's one of the things, too, that this does. One of the reasons why I think that this day of New Year's Day, but also day of the solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, is the world day for peace, is that as Mary, one of us, looks into the face of God, she's also looking into the face of a fellow human being. That's who Jesus is. That no longer do we have to differentiate or separate. God has come and taken on human nature in us. And we therefore find the fullness of our connection and the path to peace to be able to dare to look into the faces of others and not just treat them as an abstraction or somebody else or there's somebody over there. If it's a somebody, then the whole mystery of God become human and sharing his life then and changing the whole human race and what we open up to each other for. We miss it. When we look deeply enough into each other's eyes, we don't just see human anymore. We see that spark of the divine, that depth that is within us through the grace of God because of this event. And if we dare to do that with somebody we don't know, or we dare to do that with somebody else, or somebody is just defined as a problem, or the other, or the unwanted, if we dare to do that with somebody different, we find our deepest connection. If we just treat them as an abstraction, or as a problem, or somebody uses our taxes, or whatever else it may be, we don't get it. Christmas hasn't happened in that regard. That's why one of the things we say over and over again, that Pope Francis just emphasizes he's going to, especially with people who are different, especially with deepens who are margins, if you haven't looked them in the face, but just passed by and thrown some coins into their cup, you missed the point. May the Lord's face shine upon you as we gather here in prayer, as we gather individually in prayer to know that presence of God deep within us. May the Lord's face shine upon you and give you peace as you look into the faces of those that you love and are close to you and dare to look again and wonder at the divine spark of love that's there and celebrate that. May the Lord's face shine upon you and give you peace as you look at the other, the outcast, the one on the margins, and find there someone who also shares the divine nature and who is a brother or sister, because he or she is a son or daughter of God. We are invited into a new intimacy in this new year. And just as intimate as it is to look long time into the face of someone else, it's even as intimate or more intimate to be able to invite that person into your body. And yet that is what we are invited to do today. May in the many ways in which Christ is present to us and shines his face and his light and shares his life and love with us, may those many ways be more appreciated by us more than ever in our prayer, in our families, in our reaching out to the other.